We're going to go ahead and talk about Colossians tonight because it really goes a little bit along with what we're doing. Kind of from an outreach standpoint, as Paul begins to finalize, to close out his letter to the Colossians. You remember a couple of weeks ago in our study, we talked about the roles that we have within families, within workforces, and so talked about submission. And so he talks about, as he begins to conclude, he talks to the Colossians about devoting themselves to prayer. And we'll read some more in just a second. But as we study about Nehemiah, when he goes back to build the walls of Jerusalem, almost every other verse, and I'm exaggerating a little bit, is Nehemiah prayed. Nehemiah prayed as they were going through. Before he would go see the king, as he's planning to go back, as they face challenges on the wall, Nehemiah prays for God to help him. And this is a reminder because we're going to see that Paul is going to encourage them to devote themselves to prayer and to be prayerful about him having opportunity and message and for them having opportunity and message. And I think very often we have good ideas, but we forget to back up and always start with God blessing us, for God providing us the opportunities and for God opening doors for us and then for us walking through those doors in an appropriate way. And so Paul says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too. So they're going to, their first prayers, I guess he's kind of assuming it's going to be prayers for themselves and what's going on about them. And so he says, and pray for us too also, that God may open a door for our message. The first prayer that Paul has is that God opens doors for our message, that we can be teaching the mystery, Paul will say in a moment, about Jesus, about salvation, that we're prayerful that God opens doors. Now, we got to be ready to walk through them, but Paul acknowledges who's going to give us opportunity? God does. And that we ought to be prayerful that God gives us opportunity, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Because remember, this is a prison epistle. Paul's in Roman prison. So we pray God opens doors. And then not only does Paul pray that God opens doors, but Paul prays that God will make sure he delivers the message in an accurate and appropriate way. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Pray that I proclaim it clearly as I should. Be prayerful that God opens the door, and then be prayerful for Paul that as he walks through that door, he does it clearly and appropriately so others are able to understand, and that's something God assists us with. It's not just about us. It's about God using us. Then he begins to talk back to the church as a whole. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, toward non-Christians. Be wise in the way you behave. Do we think about, and we should, that our actions and comments and activities around non-Christians has a tremendous influence on their perception of Christ and His people and the church? And not only their perception, but the way we act either gives us opportunity to make an impact in their life, or it turns them off. It turns them away. And so Paul says, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. And then he gives them an encouragement, and it's one for us as well. Make the most of every opportunity. If you're given an opportunity, what do we need to make sure we do? Make the most of it. When the door opens, make sure that with God's blessing, because what have we been prayerful about? That God helps us to be clear, to know what to do, but that we have the courage and the initiative and the love for the lost, that we make the most of every opportunity. And so, what are those opportunities? It's conversation with a co-worker or family member. When very often are doors open? When people are in great times of stress, right? When they've had a fire, they've got a sickness, They've got a long-term illness. Those things that we deal with, people are often looking for answers. They're looking for opportunity. So as we prepare to delve into that area of people, it's an opportunity for us. Sometimes just as we go through life, the door opens, and let's make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. That's something we probably need to pray for, isn't it? For the wisdom and the ability to know how to answer. Because sometimes the way we answer back makes all the difference. To be seasoned with salt, to make one hungry for something else, to make it pleasant, is an important thing. Because sometimes what is it our tendency to do? To snap back, isn't it? To say something that's inappropriate. And once they're gone, you can apologize all you want to, but it's really hard to rebuild a relationship or to have an opportunity. And so it's important that the way we converse, the way we react. Now, the wisdom in that is sometimes we just can't agree with folks, can we? And sometimes folks find that very hard. So the manner in which we talk about things with which we can't condone or agree is very important. And it's not about condoning or agreeing, but it's making sure we convey God's truths and God's loves and our own faith in a way that others then are drawn to know about the truths of God. And it's something that we need to be about, that we have to be about. Do we get all the way through? All right. How we converse, how we communicate, taking the opportunities that are around us. Because there is a need for us to go there. And I'm glad people go there, and we support people who go there, and people around the world need the truth of God. But while we're here, living every day, we need to look for the opportunities to spread the news of Jesus and to make it where others desire to know more about our God. It's what we're about. It's God's people. And so a great lesson for us. And we always begins and ends and continues with prayer. Always begins, continues. The reason I say that is it's so easy when things are going really well for us to what? Think, well, we got this going. We're doing one more humdinger of a job. And we forget to be prayerful. Sometimes we get excited about ideas, which may be good ones, but we forget to be prayerful about them and think it's just about my ideas and my ability. But we need to remember it's always about God using us and blessing us, because it is God who opens doors and it is God who calls others to be able to hear and understand. And all of that should be motivated by a love we have for those who are lost and the love we have for those who are in need. And that's driven by our understanding that we are people who are in need and the Lord has come to us and has sent His Son so that we might have redemption and that we might have God's grace in our lives, and we want to share that with those who are around us. If you need to respond to that, won't you come tonight while we stand and sing?